Institute. Cooperatives and MSME Development Cabinet Secretary Simon Chelagui says Baringo County has continued to lag behind due to myriads of historical problems. However, Chelagui added that the government is committed to supporting local farmers to realize increased agricultural productivity through improved extension services. The CS urged residents to capitalize on such institutions like the livestock training institutions, which will have a huge effect on their long-term growth and prosperity, especially of the livestock industry. He therefore challenged farmers, especially from major towns of Baringo, to venture into profitable agribusinesses that will in turn boost the economy of the vast county, which is majorly semi-arid. Chelagui said this while facilitating Baringo County Dissemination Forum on 4th Medium-Term Plan, MTPIV, at Kenya School of Government, KSG, Baringo Campus, where he announced the construction works of a new livestock training institute in Baringo County, which will commence at the start of 2024-2025 financial year. The Principal Secretary for Medical Services Harry Kimtai, who was present, disclosed that the national government had allocated Shush 100 million for upgrade of 9 other existing institutes countrywide. Kimtai said the flagship project to be set up at Magosho sub-county came into being after it was successfully captured in the 4th medium-term plan for the 2023-2027 period. He noted that the institute will play a crucial role in training students, besides offering support to the county, with 75% of its residents being livestock farmers. For the entire 5 years, there will be a budget for the construction of the training institution that will be a game-changer for all Baringo residents, said the PS. Kimtai added that apart from the new facility, the government will be upgrading other 9 livestock institutes countrywide in a bid to improve the sector.